out the coop at the lot. Told him 12 SWAT. Buzzing all the bells out the box. I just hit a lick with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole field. I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deals. We been trying.
Welcome to season 3 of the Youth Vibes podcast. We have our good friend Danielle. She's so loyal. She's back again to chat. We want to give her a happy birthday. She just turned 18. Woo-hoo. She can vote now and she all these vote. Good things. She said she want to play the lottery.
That's
though.
What she said. So, she said she's concerned about the lottery.
So let's wish her luck on the lottery or whatnot. So we just want to
scratch offs.
Some scratch offs. Yeah.
That's everybody's favorite.
Yeah, but people be winning like $30, $60 on them Jones. You ain't oh you ain't had no luck. You ain't buy one for your birthday.
I ain't buy one yet.
Are you slaying? Let me go get you a scratch off. Could you imagine buying like a $2 scratch off, winning like $100?
Money in my pocket.
Yeah, but I heard that somebody won like maybe like $125K off a scratch off.
Yeah, my friend told me some lady won $400 off a $10 one. I was like, oh, that's nice.
Wow. A $10 scratch off. I probably tried the $10 scratch off maybe once or twice. I ain't win. I never tried it. Y'all rather get, well, that's, I'm not going to encourage her to gamble with this.
She still got 3
Yeah, she still got, oh, you got to be 21 for that. But, you know.
You got to be 21 to enter the casino?
Yeah, yep. I think you're in the gamble. You ready? Look at you.
I know that.
How did you spend your birthday? What you do?
I went to a karaoke lounge with my friends.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. Everybody can sing. A karaoke lounge. That sounds like a little 21 and older. Was it 18 and up?
Well, it was two of us that was 18 and one of us was 17. But they have a bar, but like, we couldn't be in there. Like, the lady asked us how old we were.
Okay. So, yeah. Oh, you still being honest about your age. That's good. Yeah. She is such a good girl.
I look
girl.
Like a kid, so I can't even lie about my age. Look,
yeah, that's what's up. So you feeling good about being 18?
Yeah.
Okay. Check you out. All right, so we had to do a little rehab. We haven't seen her in a while. I haven't seen Tone in a while either, y'all.
It's
but anyway,
year. It's 2020, man.
Listen, it's been a long year. Yeah. It's been a long year.
January 20th.
It just started.
It's been a long year.
This is how we starting season 3, man.
Yeah, because let me tell y'all real quick. Y'all know Kobe is deceased. Hey, you guys, I just wanted to interrupt the podcast real quick to let you guys know how easy it is to work with the Anchor app. Anchor gives you everything you need in one place for free. And you know we all love free stuff. You're allowed to upload your podcast, edit your podcast, and Anchor even allows you to connect with different sponsors in order to make money, all while recording your podcast. You can even upload your podcast and have it distributed to different networks, such as Google, Apple, or Spotify, which is amazing in itself. I just encourage everybody to download the Anchor app right now, as is the best you're going to get.
Inspiration to other people. I don't follow basketball. I'm not a fan of basketball. You can't ask me no questions about basketball. But like when he died, I was at work when my coworker told me he died, and I'm like, no, you lying. She was like, no, look. I was like, that's really sad. Like I just felt the sadness that everybody felt. So
I'm glad that you're familiar because it really has just been a long year. I just couldn't imagine. But that's neither here or there. It's just, we're here today. So we'll get into that another time. But I'm glad that you got to learn about Kobe's greatness. So, you know. Mm-hmm. But, so our topic today is going to be about self-care. Different ways to do self-care. How do we handle self-care? Just about self-care, you know. What do you do to handle self-care when you're... Want to be out here? You go to the casino?
No.
You sing karaoke?
No.
What you do?
Oh, kind of. It's not karaoke, but like when I'm like annoyed a little bit, I just like start cleaning up and rearranging stuff, singing, putting music on, just start singing, getting into like a happy mood. And that just like helps me. And then it's funny because I'm always on Pinterest. Like I get quotes off Pinterest, everything. And I read a life hack on Pinterest saying that when you clean, it like... get your mind off things. And I'm like, that's so true. Because I just be rearranging stuff in my room, in my house. So.
Okay. So are you hiring for doing cleaning services? Or that doesn't work for you? Which one is best?
Am I hiring for cleaning services?
Let us all know. Let us know. I think that self-care is very important. I'm actually trying to get more into self-care. Because, again, like I keep telling you, it's been a long year. Hello? So I'm thinking about like maybe trying... I don't know, maybe this spa. Mm-hmm. That's really it. I don't really do too much. I used to go to the mall, but now I'm poor, so I don't do that. Well, so
I think, like, if you go to the mall, you're spending money. So that's kind of, like, you're taking care of yourself by buying things, but at the same time, you're, like, not. Because when you really think about it, you're spending money.
And do I need to have a budget for self-care, or what you think?
It depends on what kind of self-care you're trying to do. Like, I do self-care in my house. So, I just brought a yoga mat, so I, like, do yoga and stuff in my room before I go to bed. I have diffusers and, like, little essential oils, Five Below. Don't get a diffuser from Five Below, because that don't work.
But that's good.
I got mine off Amazon. What
do
else?
You travel?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I like my self-care to be travel. Like, I want to be on the plane. I want to be greeted with, drinks and stuff. Sorry, we know that this is you, Files, but, you know, real quick. But, that self-care is actually expensive because I got to pay for a flight, pay for a hotel. So,
exactly.
If I want to do self-care every day, I can't fly out every day, or can I?
No, you can't. Well, you got money like that, you can.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't.
Me neither. You see, I'm in the malls. I don't even want to spend my money. Like, I really want to be on a plane. I feel like self-care is definitely important because, it just makes me work harder because I really do want to fly out whenever I'm angry or just be out here. So, it's like, just to have the money to do that is, like, a goal in itself just because my self-care is expensive.
Well, even, I like looking at, like, nice scenery and stuff. So, like,
okay. A little art.
Yeah, like, if I go outside, if I'm near... Well, I'm always at CCP for school, but they have, like, this little park across the street or whatever. And if I'm just, like, want to go look at the trees or something, I'll just go out there and just write and just think. So, you don't always got to fly out. You can just go outside. Well, it depends on where you go outside.
So. Oh, that's good advice. So basically, according to you, I could go sit on the step and, you know, look at the scenery and have a good time. I may try that. It is a nice park over there, not too far from CCP, but I know it, like, connects, like, CCP and this other street right here, and it's, like, a lot of trees and a couple of benches there, and you can sit out there.
We probably talk about the same thing. It got, like, this little stone thing inside. Yeah. You're talking about the same thing.
Yeah, I've hung out in there a couple of times with the homeless people and stuff like that, and I don't think it was that relaxing, but I am willing to do it again if this works for you. Maybe it'll work for me too. What you think?
You gotta try it again.
I'm gonna try it because, listen, y'all, self-care is important. I will reinstate that it has been a long year already. It really has. It's just with so many things going on in the world, I feel like we have to disconnect and take care of ourselves. We have to do things that make ourselves feel better and stuff.
Right.
Oh, you know, I do like to write a little bit, a little something, brainstorm, figure out how I can move away. So maybe I'll work on those things or whatnot. Y'all know the vibes. any more tips? We just getting started on season 3, so we just shooting the breeze, talking about self-care and my main man, Kobe. So, you know. Any last thoughts on self-care? Because we need self-care with this Kobe situation. Let me tell y'all real quick. Like, I can't believe it. And I haven't found the self-care to, like, kind of, like...
Get your mind off that.
Yeah, because it's everywhere. Like, I literally... And even for, like, business, I'm constantly on social media. So, it's like, I'm trying to find, like... latest content, and then everywhere you go, even you're turning on the TVs. I was looking at something the other day. I'm like, let me turn SportsCenter off. Let me turn NBA TV off. But then you go to ABC, you go to Lifetime, you go to TV One, and it's literally Kobe everywhere. And it's just like, oh wow, that was a good topic. Like, for self care, is like, what can I do now, like, to kind of, like, ease my mind off the situation, because again, I'll keep saying the whole podcast has been a long year. Like, I can't believe it.
Well, I think, you know, because, like, it sounds like you're looking more so on, like, social outlets.
I'm looking on them just to kind of, just for business purposes.
Right.
But so I'm near, so it's just like, how can I, like, what can I do that's going to help me take care of myself? When I have to be online in order to get what I need to get, in order to do what I got to do. Mm-hmm. So while I'm online, I'm still being greeted with such this tragedy. So it's just like...
So when you see it, do you stop and read it?
Yeah, I do.
So I would say just, like, try to not read it. Like, just do what you got to do and then, like, get off of it.
Yeah, it's not working out well at all. Like, and it's like, I want to read it because I'm like, wow, this was such an amazing person. I'm interested to see, like, even that sitting at the table, I'm interested to see, like, how you felt about Kobe. Because everyone has different takes. So it's like, I'm online. I do find myself just reading, like, oh my God, wow. And then it's been emotional for everyone. It's been so crazy. But now that we have this episode, I'm not going to go on and on. I am really going to think about some self-care things because I haven't thought of anything these last couple days. And it's just been Kobe. And it's like, wow. So if y'all listening out there, email me some self-care tips. Yeah, because
when we post in the comments, give us some suggestions too. Yeah. What you guys do for self-care, what we can do for self-care. And coping mechanisms. Safe coping mechanisms. I think those kind of
correlate. Yeah.
Yeah, go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Yes, y'all know the vibes. Hit us up. Let us know. So again, we wanted to just do a brief, quick episode on self care because, you know, maybe this episode will help the next person out, or you know, any ideas in the comments on how to move forward. Because again, for the 100th time, it's been a long year. it's just life is crazy. So I definitely.
11 more months to go.
I'm not sure. I'm ready for, like, it's like I'm waiting for Saturday so we can do the new month, see what's fresh, because it's a wrap for January. It's always something in January. Like, it's just a mess. But, you know, no offense to your birthday. You know, but not like that. But, again, I want to thank you again. You always come through. I told y'all she loyal.
Yeah.
You still single?
Very.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're not here for that. But anyway, 18. You know, we don't want to put her on a chopping block already. She just turned 18. Okay. Oh, but you said you were in community. So are you in those classes now? Or are you still? Mm-hmm. Oh, check you out. She big time. Don't be trying to message her after we post the video and stuff. But I definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in. Look forward to like more episodes. We want to keep going, keep chatting about different things. Self care is important. We may have to throw that in each episode a little. Something for people to do, because for the last time, a long year. So, but thank y'all for tuning in to
and
the podcast.
Season 3, time to look forward to the video this season, too.
Oh, season 3, we got a video here. Y'all should see it. Like, it's held up by, like, these three little sticks.
It's kind of tripod.
But it's pretty.
You got a little stick figure tripod.
Yeah, a little stick figure. But it's pretty good, though. So, look forward to the video. We just going to be cutting up, so.
Right.
Y'all know the vibes. Tune in.